This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, coming out again, once again, riding Old Dan and praising the Lord for another day of mercy, another day of grace. The sun came up and woke up breathing, as my little old nephew used to tell me. Little old roustabout kid many years ago, staying with his grandma, and I went by there one day to see about him, and I said, "How you doing, son?" He said, "I woke up breathing, Uncle Albert." I woke up breathing. Well, that made an impression upon my heart. So we can praise the Lord for waking up breathing this morning. But we're looking at just studies on the faith chapter, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we'd come in there in our last study. We're looking at how that sometimes faith seems like it fails. It fails us. But listen, we found there in the life of Abraham, when he left the land of Canaan and of Palestine, he went down to Egypt. But his faith never failed there, not altogether. But in the life of Moses, we find that when he struck the rock, it didn't fail. But Elijah got afraid of old Jezebel when she shook her coattail at him, and he run away down and crawled under a little juniper bush. His faith didn't fail. He thought it had. He seemed like he was ready to give up, didn't he? And what was it he said? I'm the only one left. And the Lord showed him he had 7,000 who had not bowed the knee unto Baal. Also the apostles, and it's the life of every born-again believer that faith sometime, the light will burn mighty low. The candle seems to be just about ready to go out, but it's never been put out. Now you listen, my friend. Let's just think about that, how good the Lord has been. Now let me call your attention to this fact. What a blessing it is when a husband and wife are both partners of faith, right? Both of them know the Lord. Now that's grace. It takes grace, my friend. And as I look there in homes all over this nation where the Lord has saved the husband and the wife, it's a great blessing when they're yoked together in Christ, walk the same way. I don't know of a greater blessing than you can have upon your home. Just sit down at the meal together, walk together in the home, worship together, praise the Lord together, labor together in the same faith. Abraham is called the father of the faithful. Sarah might be called a mother, if we think about it in that way. Now, that was a great way back there in those early years, wasn't it? To think that Abraham and Sarah lived together by faith under those tents. We can't even fathom what the hardships they went through with. But they worshiped and praised the same God together. They believed together. They saw things eye to eye in Christ. And they were believers of the same promises. Now, it's grace where you can sit down with your Bible, and the husband say to the wife, "Darling, look here, isn't that a marvelous promise? Or look over there, or either go there and read that passage to me." And that there be believers together in the same promise. You know anything about that, my friend? They meet the same trials, they understand each other, and then listen, they meet the same troubles with the same faith. Now, what a blessing. We need that, don't we, today? Our marriages are falling apart at the seams. I spoke to a judge not long ago, and he said 6 out of 10 are failing now before 4 or 5 years have gone by. And I know what happens. And it's just folks just getting married, that's all. But listen, it is said of Zechariah and Elizabeth in the first chapter of Luke, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord blameless. That was back there, Zechariah and Elizabeth, before John the Baptist was born. Now, what a gracious statement to say about that old couple. I say old couple. Yes, they were quite elderly. On the other hand, if the wife is saved and the husband is not, or if the husband is saved and the wife is not, that home is divided. It is, even if the one who isn't saved does not rise up in opposition. But if the one who is not saved is always rising up, taking opposition, cursing, belittling, and making fun, poking fun and fighting, or even under the cover of religion, battling with that saved soul, that saved mate, you can't describe it in words, can you? I've seen that happen. I've seen it many, many times, my friend. And seemingly, God has to give you more grace to live in that condition. And I've seen it. I've seen it then change when the Lord gets a hope of that old husband. He's been an old alcoholic, a drunkard, or a hard-nosed guy, and the Lord take a hold of that home, clean it up. What a great time, my friend. But listen, oh, the blessings of how my heart longs for your home, how it longs for your home, that you'd be united, not only the man and the wife, but a child, the children of the home, the children of the home, to be obedient unto their parents, and then to walk by faith with them. A home that walks in the same faith day by day is the same promises day by day. They have those promises, and I tell you, like heaven on earth. That's just a little heaven on earth, isn't it? And may God please this church, First Church of Algiers, First Baptist Church of Algiers, Radio Mission, wherever. May the Lord be pleased that this assembly, that every home in Radio Land where the message is going out today, that over this nation, that God will give us homes like that. Now, we can pray for that, my friend. I have folks tell me they don't know what to pray for. They can pray for homes to be built on Christ, build it up, rooted and grounded in the Scriptures and in the Lord. And that would be a great blessing, my friend. We have so much tragedy, don't we? Every day in the paper I see where things are going on, crazy things are going on, men and women killing each other, killing their children, My friend, that would all be gone if we only turned to the Lord. Listen. And we often pray for that situation. Now, let's pray to that end, and let's labor to that end. Would you do that with me? Would you covet to pray with me about it? There's nothing this side of heaven I don't believe is more gracious or more glorious than to have a home that's built on in and around Christ. Now, let's look at that 11th verse more closely. Through or by faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she had judged him or accounted him faithful who had promised. Now here we see the promise being fulfilled. All of those years they had clung to the promise that the Lord was going to give them a child. Yes, sure, they doubted and feared and Sarah laughed, but listen, here are five things we see about Sarah's faith. I want you to notice them. We're going to take real slow now. We see the ingredients or the obstacles of her faith. There was three of them. First, there was her barrenness. There was her age. And there was her unbelief. Now, are you faced with any of those things, my friend? Lack of faith. On every hand, we almost face impossibilities, don't we? I don't see how in the world sometimes that we can go on with the unbelief that we have. We long to see our family saved. We say, well, you know, I don't know if the Lord can save them. Yes, my friend, listen. We often get letters from folks who write in and tell us they're lost, and some of them are quite elderly. Now, my friend, that's close to the life, isn't it? When close to the end of life when they get out. And all three of these Sarah had to overcome. In the Scriptures, God teaches us that a woman, listen now, I want you to get this closely, will you follow me? In the Scriptures, God teaches us that a woman in an official capacity is not to rule over or usurp authority over man, but to be in silence in the churches. 1 Corinthians 14:34. Again, she is not to be permitted to teach. 1 Timothy 2:12. That is to teach the assembly. Second, she is to be in subjection to her husband, Ephesians 5:22. Now, that's the official capacity, and I want you to take notice of it. Now, let's just pause there a moment, and let me give you this little tidbit. Everywhere I go, women ask me why they can't preach. They do, because they know I stand against women preachers. In my ministry, in my home, in my walk day by day, I tell folks, if you want to say, though, I get in trouble sometime. I get in trouble. And because folks right now, they seem like there's a trend, just women want to preach. And Satan's leading those things. That's a satanic trick, my friend. That's one of Satan's tricks. I told you this little incident I had in a bookstore in New Orleans several years ago. I was talking to a black lady, and she was a preacher, a reverend, and she told me she was a reverend. And I just told her, I said, well, lady, you're out of your place. I talked kindly to her. You out of your place. The Bible doesn't give you any permission, any authority to preach. And we were having a discussion about it there in the bookstore, and this old white-haired gentleman come in, and I knew he was a preacher. I'd met him before. And I just asked him, I said, Pastor, brother preacher, tell this lady, that there's no such a thing as a woman preacher, that she doesn't have any authority to preach. And he took his old black hat off and hung it in his, held it in his hand and looked at me and said, "Good God Almighty, preacher, if we didn't have these godly women, we wouldn't have nothing." And I just turned around and walked back in my room and shut the door, hung my head and said, "Oh Lord, how long, oh Lord, are we going to go? How long are you going to put up with all this stuff?" But listen, listen, that's the truth. Now, that's a subject for another time, and we have studies on that if you'd like to have them. But listen, I want you to get this truth. Some of our women who have been fighting this for a long time, will you listen? But in the spiritual realm, all equalities disappear according to Galatians 3:28. Now, let's turn back and read that. Galatians 28. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for they are all one in Christ. Therefore the believing husband and the believing wife are heirs together in the same grace of God." They stand on the same equal ground before God. Now let me repeat that. In an official capacity, the woman is to be silent in the church, not permitted to teach, and in subjection to her husband, but in the spiritual realm, all equalities, inequalities, disappear. And therefore, the believing husband and the believing wife, sitting in the assembly or at home, are heirs together of the grace of God. Now, isn't that a gracious thing? We'll look that up, talk a little more about that in a minute. Therefore, she can partake in the worship, in the reading of the scriptures, in witnessing for the Lord, in singing and praying, and taking the same position as a man takes in the assembly from the spiritual viewpoint, in the spiritual realm of the assembly, but not in the official realm. Now, listen, we could take up a whole hour, and like I said, we have studies on that, but we'll just leave that there for you to think about. But the time is just about going out. We want to look at a couple of things I've been asking you about to help me with. The Lord has laid on my heart to ask for a new radio station for the old Trailblazer. And it's begun to take place already. We've got two or three already lined up. And we're not impatient. No, we're going to just wait on the Lord. If it's not his will, it won't happen. Do you ever recognize that fact? If it's not the Lord's will, it won't happen. Oh, I'm a firm believer in the providence of God, my friend. I believe everything that happens, the Lord has to institute it, start it in our life. And then I want you to remember my website is radiomissions.org. And you can look there and see much information about the old Trailblazer. And then I asked you if you want to give out good soundtracks on your walk around town, going town, write me and I'll send you a packet of Pastor Shelton booklets. We call them booklets. They're just tracks on every subject that you can imagine. Put two or three in your purse or in the pocket of your car. Give them out when you go to town next week. And if you would, I'll send them to you. Write me and I'll send you a title list. You can order them by title. But just remember the old Trailblazer with you and pray for me. My heart is heavy this morning because many of our folks are not saved, don't seem like they want to be saved. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you. Yeah.